So you're still in Bulgaria?
I'm still in Bulgaria.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
Can you please explain to the people why your 2-day trip to this shitty Eastern European country, because you couldn't help yourself, because you had to go outside and you had to see the world, and you couldn't do lockdown any further. You wanted to take a stance. And what happened? Why are you still there?
Why am I still in Bulgaria? First of all, I've got to say, I was very rude about Bulgaria in the last pod. I was very rude about Bulgaria.
Oh, I thought they deserved all of it, but carry on.
I feel a bit bad about it now because I think some of them were nice. Out of all the Bulgarians I met, like there were about five or six of
Yes.
them that were actually really, really nice. So
Okay.
for the sake of those ones, I want to say that I'm sorry.
Disclaimer.
I want to say I'm
Okay,
sorry.
disclaimer.
And I did
Yeah.
kind of fall in love with this country since I've been here. Not like love, more like a you say like, oh, this is a cute dog. Like, but you don't have to see that dog every day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
Okay.
you know what I mean? It
Like it's
was
your mate's kid.
yes. It's like, oh, that's fine. It doesn't make a
That's a beautiful
huge
thing.
it
Yeah. What a fucking
doesn't
horrible decision to live with. Bye.
yes. That's the same thing, but for people who live in
Yeah.
Bulgaria, like, oh, that's a
Okay,
horrible
cool.
decision, but okay, but you guys love it, so that's
You
great.
guys are okay.
So yeah. But okay, so this is what happened, right? And
What happened?
I don't want this to be like a long listing of terrible decisions that I made. But here we go, okay?
People must say what they did. Just
Okay.
say what you did. And I don't want you to say, I don't want you to just go X. I want you to take me from how you thought you were getting out the country, and then when your whole world blew upside down and you were in a panic. Like, I want people to feel that with you when you're
Yeah,
messaging us.
no,
That whole I want that whole play by play.
I'm having a panic attack just remembering the panic that I was in.
Yes. So
Okay.
take us the day when you thought you were leaving. I think that's a good place to go, and then just go through that entire emotion.
I think it needs to go back, you know?
Even back further.
I think it has to go back further. It has to be
Okay, go.
the day that I was leaving. No, not even. A
No, that's what I'm
day.
saying. The day, no, the day when you like the day that you initially were like, "Oh, we're leaving today." And then it
Okay.
was like, "Oh, wait, we're not."
I'm gonna take you back a day before then. Okay. That's
Okay.
where the story begins. So can we cue some enchanting music?
Yeah, well, we'll put something in there.
Yeah, we'll put some
It was the night before
mystical
Christmas.
No. So basically, myself and Cecile,
Yes.
we go for COVID tests on Saturday, right? And
Why
we
are
have a
you? Oh, just because you have to.
you have to get a
Just
PCR test
people don't. Yeah, okay.
to leave the country and to get back
Yes.
in. A PCR test
Okay.
is a very thorough COVID test. So I don't know if you know this one.
Okay.
It's the one that goes in your nose and in your mouth, and they put it in a little bottle and they shove it off to a far for a to a laboratory, and they get back to you within 24 hours, sometimes 12 hours, right?
Yes.
So
I've seen it on the TV.
yes, I'm sure you see it on the TV.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yes.
yeah. You've never actually had it hasn't, haven't you got a test before?
I've never gotten a COVID test. I've
Okay.
never been to a COVID clinic. No one I know in the city I'm in has ever gotten COVID.
Okay.
There's
It's
no
a
COVID.
okay. I've taken enough COVID tests for the both of us. So we get a COVID, we get a COVID test, right? And on the set on
Yeah.
this on the Saturday. And then we get the results within 12 hours of getting the test. We got it like in the morning, and within 12 hours we get it. We're obviously both negative, like cool, you know what I mean? Closer. So
Yeah.
that night, so we had a huge night on the Friday, okay? Like we were wasted. And then so feeling quite hungover on Saturday. Saturday night, I'm like, I feel so hungover. I take flu medication. I take a Carenza C because then I bought so much Carenza C in
Just
South
smuggled
Africa
in.
that I've smuggled into Europe that I've still got here that I take whenever I feel a bit COVID-y. So I took a I felt I felt so sick. I took a I took a Corinda C, right? Which, for you guys don't know, Corinda C is actually illegal in most countries because it's of the stuff that's in it. But it's like, it's illegal because it's good. That's, they don't want you to have the good shit. So, so then we are supposed to be leaving the next day. Okay. So I kind of wake up the next day and like, I've got a bit of a cough and like a bit of a runny nose and I'm sneezing a lot. And I'm like, there's no way this is COVID. I got tested yesterday. There's no way. It's obviously hay fever. I've got hay fever. Yes. So we get to the bus station. The bus station has a massive oval bus station, and then like a parking lot outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to the bus station. There's no platform on our bus ticket, and I get to there's no platform, but there's a bus stop that says COVID Sofia Bulgaria. It says, literally says Sofia Bulgaria on the bus stop. So we go, it must be here. But I say, I don't know, I'm skeptical. So I go to three different people who work at the bus station and I ask, sorry, we're going to Sofia, Bulgaria. Where must we stand? And they look at me like, are you dumb? You go stand at the place that says Sofia, Bulgaria. And I go, okay, well, I should have thought about this, right? So then, so we're standing by the bus station and we... no bus comes. So we're supposed to leave at 9:30. 9:30, there's no bus. 9:45, there's no bus. 10:00, still no bus. I go, okay, this is beyond the bus just being late now, which buses do tend to do. So I phone the office in Bulgaria. And I say, where's the bus? And it goes, oh, the bus left without you. And I say, but why did it leave without you? Because you wanted to stop. I said, where was the stop? It was outside the bus station. I said, how must I know that's the bus station? And they go, we try to call you. I said, no, you didn't. And they go, okay. So I said, well, I want a refund, or I want you to move my tickets to tomorrow. Either way, you know what I mean? They put the phone down on me. And I go, what? So this is my first taste of what Bulgarians are like when it comes to interaction. So then I phone them again and I say, okay, don't you put the phone down on me again. Poof, phone down. I go, what? Okay. Now, now I'm angry. So I phone, I go and I said, listen, don't put the phone down on me, because that's not very nice. By the end of my sentence, poof, phone is down again. I go, fuck these people. So then.
So just for context, you're talking about before you left Greece for Bulgaria.
Yes, yes.
That's how far back you're taking us to make us understand why you're still in Bulgaria. I'm just letting, for people who are listening. Okay, keep going.
Okay, cool. No, fantastic. Okay, cool. Great. No, yeah. I'm glad you explained that, because this is all very intertwined, as you might say, into the story.
Yeah.
So we say, fuck it. We'll leave tomorrow. There's a bus that leaves at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We'll take that bus. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, just to remind everyone, the PCR test that says negative on it lasts for 72 hours, which means we could use it to go into Bulgaria for 3 days and come out of Bulgaria as well. But now, because we're leaving on Monday, it doesn't cover us on the way back, which means we'd have to get another PCR test in Bulgaria. Anyway, so.
Oh, wow. Wait, hold on just for a second. So if you had gone on that bus.
Yes.
You could have just come back.
And none of anything that's about to ensue would have happened.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So,
well, I didn't even know that.
Those.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Those.
You know, their teeth. Fuck.
Fucking idiots. At the.
Oh, that's why this
bus company.
Yes. Yes, I see.
They fucked me, dude. They fucked me so good. So we come back the next day. I'm still feeling a little bit fluish, you know, like I've got a bit of a sore throat, runny nose, but this is what happens when you also have hay fever. So, and it's like, it's the beginning of summer. It makes sense to have a bit of hay fever, right?
And did you have a groove that night that you didn't leave?
No, I sat tight. I was like, tomorrow I'm leaving for Bulgaria. I'm going to sit tight. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
So the next day, same thing again, pack my bags, put my stuff on, head to the bus station. We are now at the bus station. This time the bus comes to a different bus station, but anyway, so it all worked out. So we get to Bulgaria. We check into our hotel that we spoke about in the last episode. And so we'll fast forward now. Okay. So now it's we're gonna supposedly leave on the Wednesday. It's now Tuesday. We go get our PCR test to leave the country. So yes. we get that PCR test, and once
because your initial one, so you're getting this test now to leave because your initial one has expired. Exactly. Based on the fact that you missed that first bus.
Exactly.
Good.
That.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for clarifying. So now we get that one. And at the time, we were like, we haven't had the best time in Bulgaria. You know, it's cold and people have been quite unfriendly to us. And we think like, you know, it's been a bit of a bummer. So we say like, either we could leave right now before getting those tests because it still covers us. Or we stay another night and we leave tomorrow as planned. And everything is fine. And we get a notification from our bus company saying your bus leaves in an hour because we obviously booked a return bus for the Tuesday.
Yeah.
We go, let's stick to the plan. We'll stay until Wednesday. So at this stage, we could have still got home and been fine and everything would have been okay. You know what I mean? So there were two times where we could have been saved from this whole situation. And I must say I'll put on the record, Kanye said in the first place, why the fuck are you going to Bulgaria? And another friend of mine said, don't go to Bulgaria. It's like Thessaloniki, but uglier. And my mother said, do not, why would you go to Bulgaria? You live in Greece. Why would you go? Anyway, so just so this is all on record.
Yes.
So now we go for a nice drink. We have a lovely evening, whatever. So the next day, I'm quite anxious. You know, I'm quite anxious. We go for breakfast. But all I'm thinking is we should probably go and check for our results and just to make sure, what if I come up positive or she comes up positive or we both come up positive? You know,
were you actually thinking that at the time though?
There was a small part in my head where I thought, you know, maybe what if, but I also think like, look, I've been around this one or Nikki now for a year and I've been so careful for it. COVID's been around for a year and a half. Like I still haven't got COVID. What are the chances? And I had been tested negative on the Saturday. So what are the chances I come up positive? It's almost 0% chance I'll come up positive.
Yes.
We go to the laboratory, we hand in our little stickers that show our details, and then they say to Cecile, so you're negative, here's your test, whatever. And I go, oh, do you have mine? And they go, and they look and they go, oh no, you're positive. And I go, like they're playing. Oh, you're gonna play with me. And I go, oh, you're playing. And he goes, no, I'm not joking. I go, I'm not really for a second am I thinking that this guy is actually being serious. I'm waiting for him to crack a smile.
It hasn't hit you yet.
I'm waiting for him to crack a smile. The first Bulgarian smile I would have seen in 72 hours. And you know what I mean? Like have a bit of a joke. And he goes, no, I can show you right here. And he prints it and he shows me, boom. Nicholas McGregor, positive.
Positive.
So now my body is in shock. Like I feel waves of like panging anxiety, like smashing me on like my ribs and my chest and like my whole shoulders are constricting and I'm hunched over like this and I'm trying to work out how to breathe again because I've forgotten how to breathe. And and Cecile's shame. She's like put a hand on my shoulder like, don't shame. It's okay. Don't worry. And I'm like, it's not okay. It's not fine. So I say to the nurse and the doctor, whatever, I say,
okay. What do you got for me, doc?
Yeah. What do I do? Like, what do I do? And they go, I don't know. Quarantine for 2 weeks. I go, I'm not from here. Do I look like I'm from Bulgaria? Like, you know what I mean? Where must I quarantine, French? Like what must I do? So they go,
so they're quarantined. I don't live here.
I don't live. I want to go home. I'm supposed to leave with Thessaloniki today. Where do I go? And they say, no, we'll go back to your hotel. To my hotel, it's like, you know what I mean? Are you mad? I was staying in the worst 5-star hotel ever. It was still kind of expensive. I'm not going to go sit in a room
for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks with my girlfriend. Like, it's horrible for the both of us. And so we say, okay. So now we go to like I get a rapid test just to make sure. Maybe it came up positive by accident. So I get a rapid test. It takes an hour. We're sitting at like a petrol station because it's the only place that have chairs and tables that are outside. And so I can't infect anyone. And like, I'm drinking my Fanta and I'm thinking, what the fuck? How has this happened? And we both like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. So then I go back inside. It's positive.
So are you just carrying your luggage at this point? Or is the luggage still there? No.
So we left the luggage at the hotel luggage holding place. Okay. So the plan was grab the test and chuck to the bus station and then go back home.
Yeah.
Little did we know what was going to happen, right? So yeah. So we test. So I'm now positive in both tests. We can safely say that I'm positive.
Fuck.
So I think, okay, panic mode. What do you do? I mean, I'm like in panic. I'm panicking. You know,
you're
what I'm thinking?
Full panic. Like you're messaging us. You can't even take calls.
Yeah, I'm like,
sorry. Guys, I just can't take calls. Like I'm trying to figure out what we're gonna do. Like I don't know where I'm gonna sleep tonight. I was like, I forgot about that. My mama used to say, Yabon. You see? See? I told you not to do those things. I told you to stay home. And here you are now with Kofifi in your body.
Good Kofifi, dude. Oh, I'm a victim of the panna cotta. It's a whole thing. So I know. Oh, dude, this is actually, I don't know why I'm not drinking a beer for this. Honestly, I need one. So then I say, eventually I stop hyperventilating and I look for a nice Airbnb in the city center in a nice area. And we jump our way over to this Airbnb. And it's, you know, really nice, really spacious. You know what I mean? Like happy days. Yeah. We know
better than the hotel.
Better than the hotel anal, yes.
And also, thank God you had the finances.
Thank the Lord Almighty. Imagine I didn't have the finances. We'd say, well, then we can't go anywhere. There was actually a point where I thought, hey, I don't want to spend money on this Airbnb. So I phoned the embassies, the Greek embassy, the South African embassy, and the Irish embassy to ask if they could help me out. And all of which said, no. So we were on our own.
So your country couldn't help you in your time of need?
No, it couldn't. It's fine. I mean, shame. Apparently, the whole South African embassy had COVID. they all had COVID and were not in the office and couldn't work. It was not a good time.
No, you're joking.
I'm not even kidding. The whole South African embassy in Sofia all had COVID and couldn't do anything.
You're telling me South Africans flew over there just to get COVID?
But they live and work in the South African embassy in Sofia. Like, that's where they live. So,
but they were all taken out.
They were all clapped. So they
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it was pretty crazy. So yeah. So we're staying in this lovely Airbnb. So that was nice. That was all right. And I was lucky enough because I didn't actually have many symptoms. So like the slight cough had gone after 2 days. The slight sneezing had gone after like 3 days. The runny nose left after about 4 or 5 days. And after that, I realized I was sort of fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't have any real symptoms. You just kind of bloomed.
Yeah.
In Bulgaria.
Yeah, bloomed in Bulgaria.
But what did we learn, Nicholas?
I think it's too late.
What did you learn through this experience? Is there nothing to be learned? You just wolfed.
No, don't get me wrong. I wolved. I learned that I can wolf sometimes. No. So there's still more to the story, but to interject with a life lesson is that when the bus leaves, don't book another bus. Wherever you're trying to go to is telling you not to come. Okay. That's first lesson.
Listen to the universe.
Listen to the universe. second lesson. Listen to the universe is a good one. I think it's a good, that's a good life lesson. You know what I mean? The world will present you signs. Take heed of those signs. what I was going to, there are some countries in the world that are for tourism. You know what I mean? Those countries are, you know, South Africa is a beautiful tourism country. Greece, a beautiful tourism country. Thailand, amazing tourism country. Bulgaria, no. It's not a tourism place. You know, I don't know what they make there. They don't, it's not, tourism is not the one for Bulgaria. You know what I mean? You don't go on holiday to Syria. No one does that. It's not, and there's the reason. Sudan, no one says they're going to summer holidays in Sudan. You know what I mean?
No. I'm sure there are lovely places, but probably not worth finding those places.
Yes. Maybe, you know what I mean? So probably that was another,
those places alone.
That was another life lesson that I learned in that situation.
So, yeah, but you were stubborn, eh? You didn't buy. We tried to tell you. We tried to warn you. We tried to be like, Bulgaria, what do you want there? There's nothing there for you. You're like, no, it's open. No, it'll be a good time. And then, COVID in your ass.
In my
ass. Hey, this guy.
In my defense, no, I've got nothing. I've got no defense.
Yeah, there's nothing. Fuck, and thank God it wasn't anything serious as well.
I know. I was.
Because I told you, I said something to you and you freaked out. I was like, dude, I literally said before you left, I was like, dude, if anything happens in Bulgaria, we're not coming to get you. No one is coming to Bulgaria to get you.
I don't know. I think someone in the group would have come.
No, I'm telling you right now, no one is coming to get your ass in Bulgaria.
You know what? I shared my location with Theo all the time. Because I think if anyone's going to find me, this is my friend Theo, our friend Theo. If anyone's going to get deployed in Eastern Europe and find me, if I get kidnapped or whatever, it's going to be Theo. Theo has read every spy book imaginable. He's been dreaming for an opportunity like this. So I did.
Oh, does he read spy books?
Yeah, he loves spy books. He's
Tom Clancy?
Every spy book is
James Bond. Oh, no, then actually Theo might come get you. But even then, like Bulgaria, he might be like, I'm not properly briefed.
None of these books were set in Bulgaria. None of these fictional spies ever went.
No one even thought to take down a Bulgarian like henchman. No one.
They didn't even try to do it. They've been sent to Tahiti and Cameroon and Paris, never to fucking Bulgaria. So maybe it's,
never Bulgaria.
Yeah. So yeah. So anyway, so basically what happens is then, so while we now get to the place, I'm now like almost 10, 8 days into my cycle. We know that I'm not going to react badly.
Yes.
So, and I could possibly leave in the next 5 to 6 days.
Every day were you just like, okay, COVID, show me something.
Yes.
Or was that only for like the first 3-4 days?
That was like, kind of, no, every day was like a weird one. Like I actually had COVID for about 45 minutes. There was a 45 minute period where I felt really shit. I was sitting on the couch and we were watching The Office and I was like, ooh, I feel really bad right now. And that left after 45 minutes. So that was the worst I felt the whole way through.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, so my symptoms were fine.
So it was just that 45 minute period where you were like, oh, COVID, gone.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to die. Oh, it's gone. Okay, fine. Fantastic.
All right. Well, you're a young man. You were fine. Lungs okay. Have you tried to exercise since?
Yeah, I mean, I exercise all the time. I was exercising like, with COVID.
But like since COVID, there's no like real difference.
No, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm still an athlete. I'm on it's insane. So how,
now, can I have the other conversation with you?
Okay. What's the other conversation with you?
Well, the other conversation is obviously now you're in lockdown.
Yes.
With, I believe you're what, your girlfriend at this time?
Yes.
Is that correct? I'm not putting words in your mouth?
No. Yes. No, that's correct. Yes. Yeah.
What was that experience like being in like permanent lockdown? And can we get into that or is it like, I don't want you to say anything incriminating.
No, I think we can get into that. Look.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's not much to tell here. It was
really
surprisingly pleasant, you know? Like, I mean, what did we do? Like, so there was a point where I felt like I didn't feel sick ever, really. So like we would kind of spend most of the days like either working or watching The Office together. So everything was cool. Everything was absolutely fine because we thought that Cecile was immune, right? Like we'd spent so much time together the week before. So there was no way that she could still get COVID. But we were like, let's just check this shit out, right? So she tested negative on the Saturday. Okay, I remember, before we came here. Then she tested negative on the Tuesday as well. So that's a really two negative tests. We're like, okay, well, fantastic. Then we said, for shits, we got to test it again on the Friday.
With you or just because?
Just, I mean, we know I had COVID and I wasn't quite far enough yet to test negative. So let's just test her for shits on Friday. She's still negative. So we think, okay, fuck. Well, now it's been like she spent almost an entire week with me.
Yeah.
Every single day, there's no way that she has COVID at this stage. So we think that she's had it and didn't realize it. And now she's got antibodies and she's 100% fine. Given the whole time we were like cuddling and, you know what I mean? And kissing and whatever. So it's not like we were
doing whatever grown folks do when they're young and they're dating.
Yes. Yeah. What?
Yes.
No. I'm a virgin. So then on the Monday, I'm feeling like shup. I've felt sharp the whole time, but I'm like, I'm feeling confident in the fact that I'm going to test negative and we can.
You felt it in the air, really.
Yeah, mosey on home. Okay. But sorry, just to go back quickly, on the Friday when she tested negative, I said, you GTFO, in case there's any possibility that I still infect you, I'll be fine here. You leave and you get out and you go back to Thessaloniki.
And you get out, you go.
You leave, you know, I'll be fine. Like, don't worry about it. Yeah. And then she was like a really incredible mother. She said, no, I'm not going to leave you here on your own. Like, I'm not going to do that. I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She a Navy SEAL?
She could be.
Leave no man behind?
Yeah. She's an incredible individual. So
I would have left your ass, by the way, full disclaimer, just for the record.
You would have left me? You would have left me in Bulgaria?
I'm fucking out of there, bro. If my COVID test was negative, I'm outie.
Out. I'm out.
I'm out so that you take care of yourself so I can take care of everything back home.
Yes. So
make sure everything's good.
So the issue, yeah. So I suppose my concern was also that if she tests positive when we have to leave, then we could be there for an extra.
You might leave her because you're not as good as she is. So you don't want to deal with that moral dilemma potentially.
First of all, I'm a hero. I would never leave anyone behind. Never, ever, ever. And also her
mother. Even with the negative test and after a week? We at least got to let it exist in your mind.
No, there's no way. There's no way I could do that.
You'd never leave.
I'll tell you why.
Man, well. Very safe Nick today. We're getting a very safe Nicholas. Anyway. It's very safe.
But I'll tell you why. It's also her mother phoned me. And her mother was like,
you got mamas involved?
If you, oh dude, 100%. And I was messaging her mother updates every single day about how she was doing and how she was feeling. And her mother was like, listen, you don't leave behind my daughter. And I said, no, I would never dream about it. And she was like, yeah, but.
Oh yeah, no, fair enough. No, fair. Once you get the message from the mother, you're done.
Yeah. But also I was never going to leave in a million years.
I mean, we don't know that actually. But I understand why you would say it now. Hindsight is a beautiful thing.
Publicly, I would obviously never say that. I would have. Yes, missed. But no, I'm kidding. So then what happened? So I'm now. we fast forward again. Okay, so now we go to the Monday.
Where are we in the timeline now?
So now we are on the Monday.
Friday.
Friday, she tests negative.
She tested negative. Yes.
Monday now, right? We go for rapid tests.
Both of you or just her?
No, we both go for rapid tests. The philosophy here is that we both go for rapid tests because they're much cheaper. And if I come up negative, then we can show that then I was like, okay, cool fact. We can both get PCR tests and get out of here. And we thought she'll get a negative test because she had a bit of a sneeze. She was like, you know, just sneezing slightly. Like that was it, you know? But yes. I was like, just for my anxiety, please just get tested as well. And she goes, okay, fine, I'll get tested. But I promise you, I'm allergic to something, or it's the Bulgarian allergy. I don't know, whatever. So now we go get tested, and we get the results back in an hour, and in pretty good mood. And my results come back, and they're negative, and we celebrate like it was New Year's 2000. We go mad. We go, we can leave. We can get out of here. We're so stoked. We're so happy. And then you go, wow. Oh, we should,
We should check your results.
Wait, so you're telling me, were you 2019 Rugby World Cup happy?
Nothing. I'll never be that happy ever again.
I mean,
I won't be that happy when my firstborn is brought into this world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the day of my wedding. Very happy. Like, yes, but still stoked. You know what I mean? Pretty stoked. Yeah. So she, then we look at her test results almost as like a formality, and she sees that she's positive, and we go, oof. So now we start now, like, it's not so much of like a panic as the first time. It's more of like a,
cause you've been there before.
We've been here before.
Just like, again,
dude, my back hurts. Like thinking about this, like, I'm like, oh. I feel like now we go back and you go back to the calendar. The first thing is you go to the calendar, you go, okay, when do we think you're infected? That means you're on day 1, 2, 3, 4. You're on day 5 since exposure. And you go, okay, how many days until you leave? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You guys are actually doing maths as well.
Yeah, that's the first thing you do.
Equations.
When you test positive for COVID, the first thing you do is you go, okay, how many, 4, 5, 3 days since exposure? And then you go, okay, that's pretty exposed, which means it's 2 weeks until you will test negative, pretty much.
So when you test positive, sorry.
Yeah.
Are you guys wearing masks already and things of that nature? Like, do you just start washing your hands viciously? Like, or do you just carry on? Like, hey, if anyone else gets this, sorry.
When we test positive?
Yeah.
Oh, when we test positive, we didn't
I feel like if I test positive, I would just like put my hands in my pockets, refuse to like touch any doors. Like I would just like go into a full panic because I'm like, oh, because now I can give other people COVID.
Yeah,
or do you just carry on?
No. So when you get COVID, you feel like you are like scum. You know what I mean? You feel like you're not human anymore. You're like a subhuman creature.
You're like a leper.
You're like a leper. You're a leper. You're a, like, obviously not quite a leper, but you feel like...
No.
I don't want to describe it. Like, you are subhuman now. You are the creatures...
You're tainted.
You're tainted. You're a tainted person. Yes. That's exactly it. Yeah, you're like a low-key zombie. You're like a low-key zombie. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you go, like, you have the power to kill people now, really. Like, not in a good way.
Not in a good way at all, but yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So what do you do with your hands?
Okay, well, look, we'd never left the apartment. So we...
No, but from I have COVID, the laboratory or whatever, underground railway, whatever they got in Bulgaria for testing facilities.
Underground railway. The box behind the dumpster, yes. Yeah.
Whatever they got going on over there.
Mm.
Lovely people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
to your place of stay.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, do you open doors? Like, do you take off your shirts? Like, do you just carry on?
So when we enter the front door to we stayed in an apartment block.
No. Now you're at the testing facility.
Yeah.
How do you get to the apartment block? Do you walk? Is it a taxi? Like, were you guys just hitting COVID all over the place?
So no, we
were not all over the place because I guess you're going straight to your.
Yeah. No. You walk from the testing facility to your.
Okay, cool.
To the apartment. So when you get to the apartment door, like what do you do? You know what I mean? There's no, you know what I mean? Like I have to sanitize like insanely before touching the door handle. And then you do this one and then you put it with your elbow. But then you think, what if I got some COVID in my elbow? So then you sanitize your elbow before you touch that. Then you sanitize the door handle again afterwards in case. And then you go, oh no, but now I've touched it. What if the sanitizer hasn't killed all the COVID in my hands? So you sanitize your hands again. And then you sanitize the door handle again. It's like an insane process that goes through your mind. Right?
Okay. Yeah. No, and also... Yeah. Obviously, in Australia, like when you get COVID, three men tackle you wearing like those like
hazmat suits,
you know, those hazmat suits.
Yeah.
They say, give us a contact number and then they put you in isolation.
Okay.
Or they'll go to your family home and be like, where is this isolation spot?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's where he stays now. We will be here to check every 2 to 3 hours.
Really?
But when you got it, were they just like, hey, man, you got it. Do what you want.
So no, they sent me. Like,
could you have done anything having being positive? Like, was there anyone like who was gonna like, we're gonna check on you every day?
No,
your facility? No.
I could have walked out of there and walked into the first club and just coughed on everyone and no one would know. That's exactly what could have happened. There was not a single person. That's what I thought was crazy. So when they said,
fucking crazy.
Yeah. When they said you can quarantine for 2 weeks, they didn't. And also Bulgaria is open. Hey, nightclubs are open. I could have gone to a strip club and flicked $1 bills with COVID all over it into every stripper in the club. You know what I mean? Like
what?
And that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
And this thing about the accommodation, I was thinking like, what do I do here? And they were like, yeah, like, I don't know, you'd have to make a plan. And I go, okay, well, now what must I do? Like, it was crazy.
Did the Airbnb guy even know you guys had COVID?
Yeah, he did. Probably. He did, actually. He did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We coming in here. We got mad COVID.
So, like, yeah. So he actually did, and he was super cool about it. He was mad, like, he was very, very chilled. He just said, like, listen, like, just let me know when I must come through for the cleaning. He's going to get like a special cleaning team. He was like really, really
chill. Okay, cool. So he was going to get like a special sort of COVID spray down.
100%. We actually booked it in a way that there was going to be a few days between the next booking. So that like, you know, like I said, like COVID lasts, they say, look, ineffectiveness, they don't know, but like essentially dies after like 3 days on most materials. So we said, okay, we'll book and then we'll leave this amount before. And then we actually have to change apartments as well.
I mean, it's so crazy the fact that like you tested positive, Cecile tested negative, and then it like switched, and it was such a like, you know, like I would love to know the actual timeline, which is obviously a mystery because we still don't know how people get it.
Yeah,
like, what actually caused her to get it versus you? You know what I mean? Like, it's very puzzling. Like you spent the entire time together.
It's insane because we spent Friday night, we were together. Saturday, we spent time together. Sunday, we were together. Monday for every day after Monday. So, and you think, her sneezing, which you thought she was allergic to the blanket in the flat, her sneezing started on the Saturday. So you go, okay. So you go, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, maybe. So then maybe she was infected on Monday. So that kind of makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is, so that's when she showed like vague signs of symptoms. So yeah. So that's kind of where we were. And then you had to move into a new apartment, which is like so nice, so pretty, so lovely. And then kind of her symptoms went away. And you know, that's when it changed. Like as soon as I knew that she was fine, and that I was no longer positive, I was like, the trip turned from like this horrible event to like this kind of weird adventure. You know what I mean? Because we were no longer we were stuck in Bulgaria because we couldn't leave until we had negative tests. But now it kind of like I got a new job while I was there, and like, so I was working in the mornings, and then I'd go for these long
coming soon.
Yeah.
So that was just my teaser for your new job.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna afford us.
Yeah, exactly. No,
things coming.
We can chat about the new job in the next episode. It's interesting. So, and I go for these long walks around Sofia to give myself some space and Cecile some space, you know what I mean? So go for these long
walks. Did you find that when you could actually, like obviously you were in lockdown or quarantine, do you find that you just appreciated that way more? Like the space and the fact that you could walk and...
Dude.
Like you yourself were just like, wow. Like you actually can't take this shit for granted.
100%. Just like walking through the city, and you're walking through the city and it's like beautiful summer evening, and like I'm not having a drink myself. I'm just watching people have drinks or having a meal and stuff. And you're just like, you kind of... And Sofia in the summer is like a very different... So when we got there, it was about 10 degrees. And in those 2 weeks, it changed to like summer.
You live there.
Yes, yeah, I lived in Bulgaria. I now added to the list of places I've stayed. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Johannesburg, London, Perth, Sofia, Thessaloniki. So. So it's like it became wonderful. And I have a friend who lived in Bulgaria, so I went for drinks with him, and then I met some Bulgarian
people. Make sure he doesn't listen to the podcast. You demolished his people. You have a Bulgarian friend who you met in Bulgaria?
No. So
make sure they do not listen to the podcast. They were not going to appreciate some of the shit we've been saying.
No, but that's why I had to do a bit of a... I had to say a disclaimer in the beginning of the episode and be like, oh, hey, guys.
Quickie clean.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, does he listen to the pod?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, yeah.
If you do, dude, I really actually like Bulgaria now. I had a very different perspective.
Name?
I'm not saying his name on the podcast.
Okay, fair enough.
I had a fantastic perspective now. Before, hated it, but now I really, really dig it. So, yeah.
We still ain't coming though.
I'd go back, you know.
Oh, you go back? Really? Back.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would go back. Yeah, no, I would.
What, just for like nostalgia? Like, and that's where I got COVID. And that's where I stayed for a couple of weeks. And
this is the pharmacy I would buy vitamin D from. And yep. This is the, yes.
Like, I see no other reason.
Yeah. You know what? It's a pretty fascinating city. You know what I mean? If you're a single person, I would definitely recommend it because Bulgarians are hot, dude. They are fresh.
Really?
Yeah, they're fresh. And it's like a really nice nightlife.
Cover the keg around. Yeah.
And they've got a really nice nightlife. And the young people are really friendly. The older people, but the younger people are friendly and like open-minded and they speak English perfectly. Okay.
There's good in the pipeline.
100%. Yeah. Give Bulgaria 10 years. I'll be great. Because that's the whole thing, right? So I don't know if I'm talking too much now, but what's fascinating about Bulgaria is because there are people that are alive who lived under the Soviet Union. You know what I mean? And then there's now new people who are born in the last 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, who are like, no, we enjoy the new way of life where we can buy a Mercedes Benz if we want to. You know what I mean? So it's two very contrasting peoples.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I would go back, but Bulgaria is not like, I wouldn't go for a romantic weekend. You go to Bulgaria for like a rugby tour or a museum tour. You don't go on a wine tour. Yeah. But not at all.
So you're either going to go eat the history or just have a piss up with the lads.
Yes, that's what I would do. If you're like a bunch of girls, you go there and you hit the clubs. Like, you'd have a great time. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. I wouldn't go there for like...
So,
You
never got the hostile vibes? You know, like people chop your legs off. That didn't happen. You didn't get those vibes.
No, not...
It's like really dangerous people in black trench coats.
Not quite.
No, not really?
No, not really. And
do we find out why they have black celebrities or on advertising?
No idea. I actually asked a friend and he was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. It was like,
he's like, what are you talking
what
about?
What do you mean? But while I was there, I did see like a lot of black people, actually a lot more than the first from the first pod. And like in the first pod, it was like, I'd seen people kind of, I don't know. I guess I've just seen different areas of Bulgaria. When I started going to trendier, cool places, you see far more diverse Bulgarians and
places. But is it kind of like how I see black people in Australia?
Yes.
It's kind of like the if you've ever seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there's a meme that came from that with Leonardo DiCaprio's pointing screen. Hey, we look the same. Hey, hi. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Okay.
Because that's me. Whenever I see other black people here, we always just do that. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Who knows what you have to do to be here, but you're here. I love you. that's honestly what it's like.
I love you, man. Oh, yeah?
I love you, bro. I don't know you at all. And who knows what you have to do to stay here, but keep doing you, bro. Keep doing you. Let's always get that one. When I walk, I see another black dude, they always get the, hey, bro.
Hey.
We know. We know. It's okay. Keep doing your thing. We all just empower each other. Just keep doing your thing, brother. You're doing well.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, look, I'm not black, so I couldn't do that as a black Bulgarian. But it was...
I understand.
But I did see them around. But yeah, I mean, to bring the story to a close, basically, so... Once I'd kind of started to really like Bulgaria, and then there was a point when we got rapid tests And oh no, sorry, Cecile had passed her quarantine period and I had tested negative, right? So she can't, she's not contagious anymore. And I'd obviously tested negative. So we started going to like restaurants and stuff. And like, we started to see like taking the, like the local bars and whatever. And we're like, this place is actually really nice. And we kind of started to really, really like it. And then the following day we got PCR tests and we got them back in 14 hours and we were both negative. And now this time we did celebrate like it's 2019 Rugby World Cup. Springbok Siyam Thanda Kolisi, captain Siyam Thanda Kolisi lifts the trophy. That's it, was that level of celebration. Like we can leave, we can get out, we can leave.
Yeah.
And the next day I picked up our tests and we were on the first bus back to Greece.
And you ran off.
We ran off into the sunset away from Sofia.
Mate. You're an interesting individual. You never hesitate to find a story in life, eh?
Oh,
you love it.
That's my new bio. Never hesitates to find a story in life. Oh, I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna change it while you're on the pod.
You still that one, yeah?
I'm gonna 100%. That's dude. I must say, like, I could have come back to Greece and given COVID to everyone I know, and maybe find out I had COVID and to quarantine in my tiny room in Thessaloniki, or I stayed there, quarantined, got over it, saw a new city, took in new culture, had a completely new experience. And I've got to say, it all in all was quite an enriching adventure that it was.
Hey man, look, you fucking got up on the rope, fell, but somehow landed on your fucking feet. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know.
But I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you. You somehow figured out a way to land on your fucking feet when everything could have gone wrong. But I guess it is a teachable moment, and it is good that you managed to find the positives and take and be able to take so many positives.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, dude. It's a good time.
But I'm still not fucking ever going to Bulgaria. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, I think that's closing time. I think that's us for the week.
Bring the Bulgaria situation to a close. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. See you next week. I think we're going to play for the outro the Bulgarian anthem. If they take us down, fuck them.